Back in the 1960s, famous artists like Andy Warhol and Roy Lichtenstein painted images from popular culture, soup cans, comic books, as high art. A retrospective at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond features a pop artist whose name is less well-known, and some of his work made NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg blush.
Porno. Filthy pictures, that'll get you to the website. Tom Wesselman liked women and saluted them on his canvases, or just parts of them sometimes.
The nipple.
Even his navel oranges have nipples. And then there's the Wesselman oral fixation.
The mouth, the open mouth.
Virginia Museum curators Sylvia Yunt and later Sarah Eckhart.
That pink tongue.
Wow.
That really extraordinary pink tongue.
And perfect lips, they're pillows.
I don't think you could ask for a more literal interpretation of the objectification of parts of the female body.
Before these large works, focusing only on glossy individual body parts, Tom Wesselman painted full nudes sprawling indiscreetly against some patriotic backgrounds.
American presidents, the stars, the stripes, the red, white, and blue.
This was Wesselman's best-known work, a 1960s series called The Great American Nude. On each large canvas, the colors of Old Glory, the sprawly nudes, and on the walls behind them, pasted clippings from magazines, a portrait of George Washington, a photo of JFK, a reproduction of Van Gogh's sunflowers, the Mona Lisa. What's going on here? Sylvia Yunt says Wesselman was paying tribute to artistic tradition.
And putting himself into that larger pantheon of artists who are dealing with the mainstay of art history, the female nude.
And jockeying himself as an American artist into that pantheon. Some of Wesselman's paintings are funny. Great American Nude number 26. He doesn't do fancy titles, doesn't really need to. Number 26 from 1962 is a very pink nude lying on a blue bedspread, maybe, and on a table behind her. He pastes color pictures of various objects he's cut out of magazines. A man's hat with a brim.
The Don Draper moment, I think we have from Mad Men. A Siamese cat, a half-eaten chocolate cake, Beefeater Gordon, and then that six-pack of Coke.
Manet's 1863 nude prostitute reclines on white sheets, ignoring a big bouquet of flowers her black maid is holding. Wesselman's 1962 nude gets chocolate cake. Different times, different tastes. Now, in 2013, Wesselman's seem insulting to feminist eyes, seeing women only as sex objects. But curator Sarah Eckhart says in the pre-feminist 60s, those Playboy pinups days, women were objectified that way. And if these paintings shock us today, why, that's part of a long artistic tradition.
If there's something to resist in Wesselman, it's something that can be resisted in almost any of the nudes in art history you would look at.
In fine art, the female body is a nude. In not-so-fine art, she's naked. In Richmond, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts Wesselman Show, it closes July 28th, has a bit of both. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
See if you blush, some of Tom Wesselman's work is at NPR.org.